With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to By the Numbers, an interactive numerology program with yours truly, Christine Therese Laporte. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still scrambling to set up my chat room. And I just got in, it seems, sometimes. When I'm in a hurry to get something done, that's when my computer decides to slow up and things take longer. So anyway, I managed to start the show on time. Hooray! Okay, so just to let you know, we are, once again, my little town is in the mist. I feel like spring is never, ever going to come. This is really, really difficult. I feel like spring is never going to come. So we are in the midst of another rainstorm. Should I suddenly go off the air, please understand that I would have had a power outage. So far, knock wood, there's half of my, there's a good chunk of my area that still has no power from the last storm, which was a few days ago. And today, we're having another storm. So I'm hoping to continue to be blessed because I need it. Oh, God. Okay, just a second. We had a very, very scary storm. So I'm just going to be happy that the wind is not stirring like the last one was. I went out to walk my dogs at night. I'm out there with two little dogs, and the wind sounding like a hurricane. I can hear redwood branches snapping and falling on the street next to mine, just one street over. And it's freezing cold, and the lights keep browning out. It was a very scary little walk. I kept looking up at the trees like I could see something with my little flashlight. Anyway, welcome to By the Numbers. And the first thing I'm going to do now that I have set up my chat room is start my show, but I am going to play our little... Okay, this is WGGM, and what keeps us on the air is donations and our little gift shop. So I'm going to put in an advertisement for our gift shop. It gives you directions on how to find it. So hold on, and please indulge me. And it is really great books and some absolutely beautiful crystals. And each gift that you buy, each little piece that you buy from us, you can buy the book from us instead of somebody else, you're keeping us on the air. None of us get paid. We are doing this for the love of it. And I love sharing what I do. All right, one second. Here comes our little advertisement.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
All right, Liberty 4230, thank you and welcome. Yes, you can ask questions anyway. Welcome to By the Numbers, and yes, you can ask questions through the chat room, but know that I'm going to respond to them verbally. My typing is just not that fast anymore ever since I had a stroke, and it's a little bit difficult for me. So I type minimal messages. So hold on 1 second. I am finding a pen, which always helps if I'm going to do calculations. This one really does not work. Oh, my God, what am I doing with a Burger King pen? Never go to Burger King. That must be a leftover from the ex, and he's been gone for 9 years, and I would still have a Burger King pen. Ah, okay, I'm going to go find my best pen. 1 second, patience, everybody. Anyway, numerology is the psychic science of numbers. Numerology charts are derived from the name on the birth certificate and the birth date. They give very much the same information that an astrological chart would give, only it's arrived at differently. Every letter of the alphabet has a numerological vibration, and remember that everything reduces to a single digit from 1 through 9, except for 11 and 22, which are master numbers. Okay. All right, so Liberty, I'm working with your date of birth, and the first thing that I'm going to look at is your personal year. I can't see exactly what's happening for you. I can just tell you if what would be in the correct timing for you, okay? And because it's impossible to do a full chart for the from the people who call in once a month, I do the chart of one of my listeners on the air, so people can get the idea of how basically how a chart is set up and constructed, and I teach you a lot about how to do it. But otherwise, these are mini readings, so basically I'm dealing here. So first of all, personal year, everybody, that's arrived at by adding month of birth, day of birth, and universal year. Liberty was born on December 27th, so you would add 12 plus 27 plus, and where is my calculator? Oh, once again, it has disappeared. Okay, so I'm going to do my best without it. 9, 10, 3, 4, 2, 0, 4, 0. So you are in a sixth personal year, and these are your travel plans are for this year, huh? Okay, just a second. That's interesting. I don't know. Six personal years is not necessarily the year I would choose for travel, but I absolutely don't see why not. Just as long as you make sure to take good care of yourself, and depending on where you travel, make sure of what you're eating and drinking, because any illnesses that you begin in a six personal year can tend to be chronic and stick with you for a while. Otherwise, I don't see any problems with it. Six is more for taking care of the home and taking on responsibilities. And if you have reasons for your travels, it may not be optimum, but I'm not seeing any real blockages to it. Okay, just you could end up relocating as a result of your travels, okay, just because you are doing them in a six, and it's a good time to find what feels good as a new home. So I don't know if that helps you, and then let me see. So then destiny, everybody. Remember, the destiny is the goal that we get to. It's the vibration that we need to keep in mind throughout our lives. So I'm going to, maybe eventually I'll also even find my calculator that disappeared. Things disappear. That's what happens when you have animals. As long as nobody chewed it, I'll be happy. Okay, so to arrive at the destiny number, you add the month of birth, the day of birth, and the year of birth, and reduce to a single digit. So, just a second. So, this young lady, my goodness, I'm assuming it's a young lady, was born on 12/27/1990. That's almost young enough to be my granddaughter. Okay, so 9 and 3 is 12, 22, 0, 2, 9, 9 and 4 is 13, 4, and you have a four destiny, so basically you need to make sure you have a spirit of adventure, but you also have things with you need to be structured. The four destiny is about those who arrive. It can be the farmer. It can also be the real estate agent. It has to do with grounding and land and property. Usually people with a foredestiny kind of really like the country and will often end up with a home there, even if they don't live there full time. And the destiny is one of being very structured and disciplined, and success is arrived at through persistent hard work and logic, okay? And yes, there can be a spirit of adventure, too, because we're not all one thing. It would depend on the rest of the chart. But know that the four destiny things have to be done with a certain solidity and groundedness. Okay, now I'm going to go back to, and hello, guest 24715, and welcome, and questions can be asked through the chat room. They will be answered over the radio. Well, I'm going to go check my switchboard. Okay, I hope whoever's listening that you're having a better spring than we are here. Here we are busily trying to drown. All right, I'm going to take my first caller. So remember, everybody, I am more than happy to give mini readings. That's part of what I do here and part of what I love to do. I'm also trying to teach you a little bit about numerology. And 1 second before I take my first caller, if you want to know more, you can also check out my website, RR, as in Russian River, psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, .com. And I do have a whole bunch of stuff archived and written on numerology because I write a local newspaper column. Sorry, I'm taking a few sips of water. So a lot of my columns are archived on my website, and I also have a few things written about it, such as readings and health. So you can get more information that way. And you can get more information about me, the kinds of readings that I do, etc. It's not quite shameless self-promotion time, so I'll wait. Okay, just a second. Oh, I'm having a hard time getting the caller. 1 second. All right. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi. What can I do for you tonight?
I hope to move in the next few months. I wanted to see if you think...
What's your date of birth, hon?
3-7.
Okay, 3-7. Okay, so again, everybody, personal year. Month of birth, day of birth, plus calendar year or universal year. So that would be 7 and 3 is 10, 11, added together and reduced to a single digit. So that makes for 202145. You know, a 5 personal year is an excellent year. What I often explain is the 1 personal year is new beginnings. It's called creation, and that's when you create new things for yourself. But 5 is recreation. So if there's something that you didn't do in your 1 personal year, or just time to do something new in your 5 personal year, this is your chance to do it. No problem. Just expect the unexpected. Things will change very quickly. This is the kind of vibration in which you could look and look to move and nothing's shaken, nothing's moving, and then all of a sudden 5 places come to you at once. Get it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very flexible.
So, yeah, be prepared to make quick decisions. Be prepared to catch the opportunities as they almost come flying past. And this is a fine time to move.
That's fine. And last year I moved too, the same time. So I'm like, wow, I don't know if I should have moved last year, but I did.
No, I don't think you really. Last year it was a 4, and you did it too quickly. In a 4, it would have been successful if you were thinking about it more, and had structured it better. Make sense?
Yeah, I should have moved here.
So you'll be fine, though. I think this is a nice time for really nice new beginnings, and I think you'll be okay, and then let's see. So remember, folks, you look at the personal year, but you can also look at the personal month. How do you get the personal month? You add the personal year to the calendar month and reduce it to a single digit. So, for example, right now you're in an 8 personal month because, we're still in March. I'm beginning to lose track because 5 and 3 is 8, 5 personal year. 5 and 3 is 8, and 8 is a good time to make real major changes too, even though I would even prefer the if you were able to do it like in May, which is a one personal month, five personal year, one personal month, that would be perfect. Five and five is 10, which reduces to one. A six would be a good time to do it too, because six is about home.
Yeah, and, well, my lease expires May 31st.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you should be able to find something. You're in the right personal month to do it too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and you have yourself a good night. I'm acting, yeah, you may be someplace where it's already early morning, actually, but okay, and on with it. I'm going to go check. Oh, great, folks, have a little patience, because as I hung up on the caller, okay, everything's coming back slowly. Everything just disappeared. Not, oh, that's nice. Okay. Yep. All right, little patrons, I'm going to see if I can get into my chat room at least. All right, I'm sorry, folks, I'm having, which is not surprising because Comcast up here again, remember, we're having rainstorms, windstorms, just lots and lots of fun. And I'm not, okay, if any of my, I have three, so welcome to my three new guests. You're all guests. Number, guest number, guest number, but welcome. Nice to have you aboard. If you've got questions, you can ask them through the chat room, especially as it would seem like my switchboard has disappeared off the face of the earth. Oh, this is not funny. Ah, okay. Just a second. A little patience. As I try to get my, no, it looks like I have no idea what's going on here. Okay, let's see. All right, sorry about the itty-bitty guard dogs. I apologize for that already. Okay, so I will answer questions, and it is interactive. If I'm ever able to get the switchboard back on my computer, I'm working on it. Anyway, back to, I try to teach you a little bit as we do this. So your personal year is the month of birth, the day of birth, and the calendar year added together, found the calculator, hooray, added together and reduced to a single digit. So you heard me do that with my last caller. Your personal month is arrived at by adding your personal year to, yay, okay, here we go. All right, I don't know. I don't have callers. So please, you in the chat room, if you have questions, feel free to ask. Usually I have a queue, but no queue tonight. Okay. Hello, Naborli? I have no idea how to pronounce that. But welcome to the show and welcome to the chat room. So let me go back to talking about how you do numerology to begin with. So I do tend to do this most weeks since constant hearing something constantly helps it to stick with you. And for those of you that are new, so once again, with the way that I look at numerology, astrology, palmistry, and all of these disciplines is basically what they are there for is you were not born clueless. You come down here to learn certain lessons and achieve certain goals, and the paths, so to speak, your goals, what you need to do, can be found in your numerology, astrology, and even in palmistry, in your hands. And it's not a be-all, end-all. Your free will is still very much involved. What you're shown is the basic destinations and a little bit about the roadways to take, but you're still going to choose the roads and you're still going to choose how to walk them. Okay, so for example, the destiny number that I talk about so often, which is the month of birth, the day of birth, and the year of birth added together and reduced to a single digit, unless it's an 11 or a 22, both of which are master numbers, you have to look at that as that is a lot of people, when they know just a little about numerology, will tell you, oh, I'm a 7 or I'm an 8 or I'm a 6, and what they're really saying is that's their destiny number. Well, the destiny number is basically the goal. It's the destination. It's the vibration that you need to keep in mind, that you need to reach, So you need to keep it in mind through your series, your three cycles, and your series of 1 through 9 year cycles. Because basically you go through a continuous series of 9 year cycles, which lead to certain achievements and so forth, while following the umbrella vibration of your cycle headed towards your destiny and your achievement number. The achievement number is arrived at by adding the month of birth and the day of birth together and reducing it to a single digit. So, for example, I was born 2/10, so that adds up to 12, so that's 1 plus 2, which is 3. My achievement number is 3. The achievement number is what you must achieve in this lifetime, what you must master. And in my case, that's communication. It's dealing with the public. It's being commonly put as being seen and heard, learning to quote-unquote perform. And believe me, anything that you do that involves teaching people, reading people, talking with people, and that you really want to get your communications across, it involves performing as well. The ability to make yourself heard and the ability to get your points across and to get what you're trying to say across. So that would be the achievement number. And my destiny is a 1 because I was born February 10th, 1951. And if you add all of that together, it reduces to a 1. Yeah. Okay, and my 1 destiny is to, so in order to achieve real, genuine success and satisfaction with my life, I need, my third cycle is a 7. So I, with the 1 destiny, I need to be able to stand on my own, reach my decisions independently, keep my own counsel, and build my own business, okay? And yes, you can have a reading. Just ask me what your question is. Remember that when I do numerology, this is a numerology show. So anyway, I can only do numerology. Yes, I also do tarot and palmistry, and you want that, you can contact me. Go to my website, Russian River Psychic, rrpsychic.com, and tell me what you want in your mini reading. And for any mini reading, I need your month and day of birth. And if you could give me your real first name, that would be wonderful also. Okay. So anyway, so that's basically what you're trying to do. So I have to, my achievement is 1. I mean, my destiny is 1. People with 1 destinies need to maintain a certain degree of independence. It doesn't mean you can't be in a relationship, but you cannot be in a relationship where you are with someone who tries to stop you or run your life in any way, because 1 destinies, for the most part, are meant to either be the leaders of a company or else they should be the independent, working on their own, having their own business. And they need to guard against becoming bullies, because, of course, we know better than anybody else. And, yes, I am kind of kidding, but that's the feeling. We need to guard against having that attitude. That's the issue. Okay, and my third cycle is a 7, so I have to make sure I spend plenty of time alone, and it's important that I manage to keep faith and develop my spiritual aspect. Okay, I don't know how to pronounce it. Oh, thank you. I was going to say, hey, where's your birth date already? Because I'm watching. Okay, just a second now. I've got, you're welcome. So now I've got Sabrina Renee, welcome. Okay, I love my chat room, and I do love the emoticons, so keep putting them my way. They're fun. They make me giggle, and I need giggles lately. Okay, folks, because all I've got here is clouds and rain and wind, and all I'm doing is walking little dogs and drying off little dogs so they can run around the house. But anyway, okay, so I'm not too sure how to pronounce this, so if I'm pronouncing it wrong, Yela Naborli, okay, Nabor, okay. Well, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but anyway, let me, so you have an N cornerstone and an A first vowel. The first vowel of the name, okay, every letter of the alphabet has a vibration, and if you're curious as to what, it's very easy. Write the numbers 1 through 9 across the top of a piece of paper Then underneath, put A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. A is a 1. I is a 9. Then on the next number, on the next line, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R. Then on the third line, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Okay, so the cornerstone is basically what the life is founded on. Not really, but it's the instinctive mental reaction, and it's a huge part of the foundation. So chances are, when in doubt, you do what you can to adapt. You can make quick changes. Sometimes you have to be a little bit careful because sometimes you have a tendency to run. It's like, okay, this isn't working, whoop, and you make the decisions a little bit too quickly. The A first vowel, the thing with A is that A is a solid first vowel, and I have found over the years that people with A first vowels, which is the instinctive emotional reaction, are well able to hang on to their sanity. It doesn't mean that they don't get really emotional. Welcome back, Pisces one. Hello. Anyway, that they tend to still manage to maintain their sanity. They're people that don't go over the edge easily. Now, looking at your birth date, which is 8/28/1973. Okay. Oh, goody, and I have my calculator back, so I won't make a fool out of myself. Let's start with the personal year, plus 2011 equals, so that's 2042. If you add 8 plus 23 plus 2011, you get 2042. And then you go 2 plus 4 is 6 plus 2 is 8. So you are in an 8 personal year. Whatever you grew during your previous year 1 through, starting with your 1 personal year, whatever projects you have undertaken and carried through, this is the time to push them out there. The 8 personal year is the time to go after everything. It's a time to reap what you've sown. And if you started any kind of new, any kind of projects that you started, anything with work, like let's say if you started a business, this is the time to really push the business out there. This is the time to push everything as hard as you can. The one thing to remember in an eight is that, money year. One thing to remember in an eight is you must use good judgment with everything you do, because if you do things in a big way but without thinking and without using good judgment, it will blow up in your face. So now looking at something else. Okay, where was I? 8/28. Okay. 8/28. Whoops, did I know what I was talking about here? Hold on, honey. I think I gave you the wrong information. Okay, what did I add together here? Yep, just a second. I copied wrong. I'm sorry. I need glasses, and I have to take them off to read the computer in just a second because 1670. Shoot, I managed to make a fool out of myself anyway. Sorry, guys. Plus 2011 equals 2047. Great. 6 and 7 is 13. Oh, well, gee, you're in your 4 personal year. So now, I'm sorry, I take that back because all of you that are in an 8 personal year, you can figure it out. That would apply to you. But what you're doing at this point is you are at the solidification year, which is the year that you make sure that everything that you're doing has solid foundations and structure. Huh? Is it possible to alter an apartment number with adding a number? Yeah, you can do that. If you can add a number and make it official, yes, you can change that vibration. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let me go back to the reading that I was doing. So the 4 personal year is a no shortcuts. Apply yourself. Put structure and foundation on what you're doing. And success is arrived at through plodding, hard work. The structure. The most difficult for me, what was the most difficult for me to learn? So structure and discipline. And then in your 5, next year you're going to have more fun than that, okay? That's when you'll be able to have more going on. All right, so just a second now. I was going to look at your destiny real quick, and then I'll get to the rest of your questions. Patience, everybody. 1973, now that I know what numbers I'm playing with. 8 plus 28 plus 1973 equals. Oh my God, you have an 11-2. Okay, 4 should be, it might be a little bit difficult for you because you have an 11-2 destiny. And you're still very, well, for me, you're still very young. You may not think that way. So the thing is that 11-2 is a master number. It's a difficult one. It's, chances are there's a tendency to be extremely creative, a lot of intuition, a lot of psychic ability, and a lot of idealism that you're going to have to learn to balance with a little, especially this year, with a little structure and discipline. Okay, just one second. I was going to do something else. Okay. 8 plus 2, 8 equals 36. Oh, and a 9 achievement. Oh, that's going to add to your idealism. Okay, I may not be explaining it extremely well. I don't have that much time on the air, but so you've got the idealism, plus you've got genuine with that achievement number. The 9 is about learning to give and forget the giving. That does not mean not take care of yourself. 9 is also idealistic in itself because it's looking at the human condition and it cares. It's the number of the humanitarian. And there's another word that I'm looking for that I can't find right now, but very interesting chart and a very difficult one. And as you mature, get older, quote unquote, it's going to be much easier to handle. Okay, so I don't know if any of that helped, but anyway, I need to move on a little bit. Okay, 1 second, chat room. I will be right back with you, okay? Okay, well, that's easy. That's funny. When you're all talking to me in the chat room, I don't have any callers, so something tells me they tend to overlap. Pisces 1, what do you want to achieve? What's a good apartment for you to move into? Oh, you're a 1? Depending on what you're trying to achieve, like a 3 apartment would help with sociability and social contacts and communication. And a 5 could be a little bit too much activity. A 6 is about home, would be more about home and nesting and responsibility. And okay, well, Sabrina Renee, just put your birth date in the chat room, okay? And yes, I can tell you a little bit about your numbers. You don't have to have a question. As a matter of fact, I think it's a little bit easier for me if you don't have a question. Oh, bring love and joy into your life? 3, 6, 3 and 6. Okay, those would be the numbers, 3 and 6. If you can get it, make your, turn your apartment into, that it reduces to a 3 or it reduces to a 6, that should do that, okay? And on a note that has nothing to do with numerology, get some rose quartz. Okay, and both those numbers will go well with 1. Because they'll be in harmony with a 1. Okay, Sabrina, let me see. That's a pretty name I don't see too often. 6/17/1979. My God, I got kids in my room today. Okay, so let us see. 6/17/2011. And this time I copied it right. Yep. I got it right off the computer, 6/17/1979. Now on with the glasses so I can read what I'm doing on the paper. Yippee. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This getting old ain't for sissies, okay? Plus 1/7 plus 2011 equals 2034. So, all right. Oh, Sabrina, you're in a 9 personal year. That's not the easiest personal year in the world to handle. Okay, but if you go along with the vibration, basically think of it as its endings and beginnings. So you clean house both figuratively and literally. Get rid of clutter. Think of it as you are preparing, you are clearing and fertilizing the land to plant your next crop into. This is getting prepared for your next 9-year cycle. It can be very emotional, so if you're going through some emotional ups and downs, don't be surprised and try to just stay with it. Go with the vibration. You could suffer some losses you're not wanting to, but for the most part, we tend not to lose anything that we really needed, okay? So just think of it, complete stuff. This is your year to complete stuff. You got anything that you started and never finished, this is the time to do it. You got things that you started and you really don't want to finish, now's the time to just let go of them, okay? So, you know, this is the year. Throw out that project you started because you thought you would love to embroider or whatever it is, and this is the time that instead of letting it stay around and make you feel guilty, get rid of it. It's not a bad time to let go of people that you really shouldn't be having in your life anymore either, okay? So like I said, just think of it as you're clearing the land and putting fertilizer in it. Definitely, you're getting ready for that next crop. Okay, then going into your, let us see, okay, 6-17-1979. So let's see what your destiny is. Well, your 1-7 + 6 = your achievement is 5. So what you are here to learn how to do is adapt to quick change. It's adapting, it's adjusting well, it's being able to deal with anything that changes suddenly. It's knowing how to fit in wherever you are. You know, 5s can be very good diplomats and things like that because they're able to adapt to their environment really quickly. So that's what you're here, part of what you're here to learn how to do is to know how to adapt and not be too rigid in your approaches to things. Then your destiny number would be +1979 = 4. So at the same, oh boy, this is really easy. So you need to learn to adapt to change and to be able to fit in and to be able to make adjustments, et cetera, what we just discussed. But at the same time with your 4 destiny, you need to know that success comes from building things from the ground up. So a little bit of contradiction in your chart, and a lot of numerology, astrology, or anything else, or a lot of knowing ourselves, is being able to see how we can balance those things out. So it's basically being able to restructure things easily when they change, when things around you change. Okay, knowing how to redesign, so to speak, to make it work, but still using good judgment and good solid design. Oh, my puppy's dreaming and woofed. Now he's growling in his sleep. That's kind of cute. I wonder what he thinks he's doing. By the way, he's tiny, so I don't think he can be hunting anything really big. Okay, so it's always, and I talk about that a lot. Hi, Pink Ribbon Gal. Welcome back. And Pisces 1, I'm seeing some old friends here. Hello, Spirit Baby. I'm glad to see you. Oh, I love that big pink Christine with the little with the beating heart. That's nice. Okay. All right, so I hope that helped you, Sabrina. That was fun to do. But when you feel your contradiction, so just understand, well, yeah, I like structure, I like discipline, but I need to be able to rebuild, redesign the whole thing if need be when something quickly changes in my life. Okay, well, in your life, but you understand what I'm saying. Okay, so now it's shameless self-promotion time, okay? We're more than half past. So I do numerology charts. I do tarot readings. I have the capability, of course, to record and burn things into a CD because I found out that sending MP3s by email is extremely difficult. I can break it up, and if the person has the right software, it comes back together. If they don't have the right software, it doesn't. So I have decided that the best and easiest way to do is I turn it into an MP3, I burn it into a CD, and I send it to the client by snail mail. So he's half asleep now and still, I don't know what he heard. I don't hear anything, but I'm not a dog, and besides, I'm busy with my radio show. Okay, so I do numerology charts, And my price for numerology charts is normally $150, but mention that you're one of my listeners here, and you will get 30% off. And you'll get something off my other readings as well. I can do tarot, obviously, and, well, not obviously, and obviously numerology over the telephone. And I do believe in making the recordings and sending them to you because it's so much information. And even a half-hour tarot reading is enough information. I find my clients understand things much better if they're able to listen to it again later. And my website, again, is RR, as in Russian River, psychic.com. And no, the Russian River isn't going to overflow. Thank you, God. We shouldn't flood. But it was kind of getting scary out there. We're just flooding in areas where it's just so much rain that it pools. Anyway, like I said before, I'm tired of wet dogs. I'm beginning to feel like I'm going to grow mold any day now. I want springtime. I want sunshine. Okay, sorry. I like to whine every now and then. So that was shameless self-promotion time. I've been doing all of this for 35 years now. Okay, around 35 years. I don't even know. It could be 36 or 37. Who wants to know at this point? Even though I was happy to really celebrate my 60th birthday, that was a milestone. I never thought I'd live to be this age. So I think it's fabulous that I'm here and continuing, and I'm as vital as I am. Okay, and a lot of it, folks, is attitude. Yes, you have to take care of yourself, but it's attitude. Oh, thank you, Pink Ribbon Gal. Okay, Sabrina, that's funny. All right. Thank you for that feedback. It's so nice to see all of you come back week after week. I really enjoy it. Okay, let me check my phone lines just in case. Nope, you're all in the chat room tonight. Nobody's on the queue. And that's fine. So, and then Sabrina with an S cornerstone. Yes, that's a 1 and that A, so you always manage to stay. And that's the thing. You will go to the edge. You are somebody that will stand it, but you will never fall. There's something, even with the brief numerology that I did, that I can see where, you know, yes, sometimes you could feel, but you won't fall because there's a certain solidity there that you hang on to. Okay, now, going back to, I'm still going to continue pestering you guys with formulas. So your personal year is your month of birth, your day of birth, and the calendar year added together and reduced to a single digit. Your personal month is the personal year added to the calendar month and reduced to a single digit. Your personal day is your personal month and the calendar day added together. And if you notice, there was, who asked me that? Oh, yes, Pisces one was asking me about apartment numbers. And yes, choosing your address can be important. For example, my address where I live reduces to a 3, which is excellent when you consider I do a radio show from here, because 3 is about communication, working with the public, dealing with the public, my little performance. So even though I'm a reader, which is why I use my full name. Now, if you wonder, I almost always use, and you would see on my website if you went to look me up, it's Christine Therese Laporte. It's French. But the reason I use the entire name is because it adds up to 11-2, which is my expression number. And that is not only my idealism, but it's my intuitive abilities, my psychic abilities, and very much is really the right vibration to have, one of the right, very right vibrations to have for what I am doing. Excuse me, I'm about to have a coughing fit. Sorry about that. So anyway, so yes, addresses have a certain influence. I lived in one that added up to 7, and even though I'm good about 7, it still was too much of a isolationist vibration. I have to have my time alone, but it's great to attract spirituality and to attract meditation and all of that stuff, but it was just a little too much, because if I'm going to make a living from what I do, I have to be out there in terms of, you know, not only through my Okay, so if you're in your second cycle, you're also an 11-2 cycle, pink ribbon, yeah? And, yes, an 11 can be a difficult... The problem with 11 is very idealistic, but we have to learn the practical aspects, and very intuitive, but not practical. 22 is the practical idealism, the ones that can really create the big structures. So we have to teach ourselves how to find practical applications for what we're doing. Strangely enough, doing readings was a way for me to find a practical application for what I was doing, because before I learned to discipline my psychic abilities, before I learned how to channel them in and turn them on and off in a way that could be productive, I still used to get all these incredible insights out of nowhere, information at the wrong time in the wrong place that I didn't need and really didn't know how to share with people. So by taking palmistry and by taking tarot and palmistry and numerology, I basically learned how to find a practical application for it and be able to help people with all of that knowledge that I would receive, all of that cosmic knowledge that I would receive out of nowhere. And I also just worked hard at acquiring discipline. Pink Ribbon Gal, you're in a 5 personal year? Yes. So 5 is, well, it's recreation. So you have new opportunity, or if there are things that you feel you should have started in your 1 personal year but you didn't, or things that you suddenly feel now that you want to start, 5 is a good time to start it. 1 is a little bit more of a stable time to start it, but 5 works. The other thing with the 5 personal year is be prepared. You need to keep your eyes and ears open, because opportunities can just come out of nowhere in a 5, okay? But it's a good time to restart things. So, yeah, I kind of like, 5 personal years is sexy, too. So if you find that you're suddenly being looked at and checked out, it's not your imagination. That's one of those in astrology, they're called Venus phases, where somehow you just, moving works. What I was talking about the Venus phase is I remember going through, now I'm going through one of them, interestingly enough, so that's kind of nice, because even though I'm 60, I think I want a boyfriend. Not 100% sure, but I'm at least open to it. But I remember going through these phases where, I would go through phases where it's like no man seemed to know I was alive. I could go places and nobody would notice. And then I would go through these phases where, oh, my God, forgot milk, throw on an old shirt, a pair of sunglasses because there's no makeup on, look like a total mess and wreck, and I would meet 6 guys on the way to the grocery stores. So it was just called the Venus phase. 5 personal years can be like that. You just seem to give off what, ephemerons? Is that what they're called? Yes. So don't be surprised. And it's can be a nice year for having just a little bit of fun with the opposite sex. Not necessarily good for forming a long-term relationship with anybody, but okay. Curtis, hello. Curtis Kaif? Kaif? I don't know. Okay, anyway, welcome. The more the merrier. We have fun in here. Okay. Anybody else have a question about their personal year or even their address? I'm happy to do addresses. And then you can decide if your address is in harmony. Okay, and you know what you asked? Now, that was really, really interesting. Okay, that was... Oh, God, it went away just a second. Who was it that was asking? Pisces 1 was asking about the number to move into. Now, it's really interesting because he was asking if you add a number, can you change your apartment number? Sure, but it's the same thing. Like, let's say you have... with your middle name, like I have, it adds up to an 11-2, but if you don't use your middle name, it adds up to an 8 or a 4. You might want to do business documents, not using your middle name, and other documents, depending on what you're trying to achieve, using your middle name. And you can also add letters to your name. I've seen that done. What happens when you change your name, when you add, you can add to your name, you can't really subtract. But when you change your name, like let's say you have no fours in your name and you add a D, an M, or a V somewhere in your name, it pushes you to resolve the four karma, because karma is whatever vibration is not in your name, and it tends to be what you've never really done before in your previous lifetimes, and you're being pushed a little bit to see if you can achieve it this lifetime around. So let's say you add an M or a D or a V to your name. It pushes you to resolve it, to work with it, and it takes about 4 years to make it yours, so you can attract more opportunities to have to take care of your four. One of my teachers had no seven in her names, and her name was Teresa, and she purposely used Terry because that way she added a Y to her name, and that made her work on her seven, on building her faith and her inner fortitude and her inner analysis. So she would help me with doing healings and things like that and with my spiritual growth, and she taught at the school that I attended, that where I learned tarot and palmistry and numerology. So, yes, you can make slight changes. But when people change their names, they have to be really... No, Curtis, what do you want? What's your question? Sorry, I keep an eye on the chat room, and then I walk away and get a drink of water or whatever, so I come back and go, oh, yeah, and then I go check, because I also go check my switchboard. So go ahead, what's your question? Hello, hello? So anyway, yeah, you can. So keep that in mind. And when people change, I had a friend, well, she was an associate for a while, and then I found out that we... When is love coming, honey? I can only tell you when the opportunities might be. I need your birthday, sweetie. I cannot, like I keep telling everybody, if this is a numerology show, so I can only do numerology readings. I am an absolutely fabulous tarot reader as well. So once again, keep in mind my website is rr, as in Russian River, psychic.com. PSYCHIC. So wait a second, 12/24/7. God, you're still so young. But yes, we're all in a hurry. Okay, 12/24/2011. Back to the thrusty calculator. 1 2 plus 2 4 plus 2 0 1 1 equals 2 0 4 7, which is 2 and 4 6 7 is 13 4. Okay, if you do it very carefully, you can have that happen in your five, but keep in mind that five tends to be more on physical attraction than anything else. So if you're careful to just not jump into the physical attraction and try to build something with somebody, next year might be good. This year you're in a four personal year. It's not the best, but the thing is, it can really bring you a relationship if you are not looking for the eternal romantic aspect, but you really look at potential partners in terms of the workability of the relationship. Because I'm sorry, you know, love is grand, but one thing I've learned over 35 years of doing readings, it's an absolute necessity in a relationship, but it's only 10% of what makes it work. No, this year is not a real fun time. That's next year for you. That would be 2012. This year is about structure and discipline. If you really want to find a relationship, you need to look at potential partners in terms of, are they right for you, not just falling in love, okay? It can't be just a jump of the heart. It needs to be, well, you can have some fun in a four anyway. Don't make me feel bad. You make it okay. Yes, smile. You can have some fun in a four, but if you're looking for pure fun, that's next year. If you really want a relationship, it can be achieved this year. Dream Master, wait a second, I can't. Okay, well, I'm hoping that's... All right, I'm going to have to get rid of this little box. But, yeah, just make sure that you're looking at potential partners in terms of how well they mesh with you, okay? Okay, now. Oh, what year is good for a new relationship? 3 is nice for starting relationships. 1 can be good. Any year can be decent for starting a relationship. And the 2 is good for deepening one and for commitment. The 6 is really good for deepening and commitment. And 6 can be very good for finding a lasting partner, okay? 6 tends to, whatever you take on in the 6 tends to stick. 7 would be a difficult one because you tend to want to be more alone and you tend to be tired also, so there really isn't the energy. 8 can work, but your mind is more on money and work and all sorts of other things than it is on relationships. Huh? No, plus 2011. You're right, Pink Ribbon Gal, except you accidentally put 2111, and it's 2011. Okay, thank you. You're welcome. 2 then. 2, yes, 2 can be good, but that means you need to be looking for real, genuine partnership, all right? Yes, next year can be good for love for you. The 2 is about real partnership, okay, and looking for somebody that, you know, compliments you. All right. So let's say you manage to find Pink Ribbon Gal, somebody in a 5, and they stick around. It's not just sex. The 6 personal year is very good for deepening and commitment and building domesticity and home. Okay. Yes, 19 equals 1. You got it, Dream Master. Okay, let's see if I kept up with all of you. Yes, it does come when it comes, but you look at your personal year, and you know what? I really agree with that. It comes when it comes, but the thing is that if you work within the vibration that you're under in any given person, it's easier to make it work. Like I said, if you meet somebody in your 4, then it would be about building something solid for yourself. If you meet somebody in your 3, it's about fun and being social and dancing and communication. If you start something in a 5, it would be more about the chemistry, and that doesn't always last. 9 is not the best, but if you start something in a 9, it would have to be about the emotions, that there's an emotional compatibility. Okay, thank you. You know, you're challenging me, guys, and you're making me think. I'm going way beyond what my teacher taught me by doing these shows and answering questions and really deepening my own knowledge and understanding of numerology and how it works. So, yes, it comes when it comes, but if you look at the vibration that you're in, it's easier to work it well, okay? So to speak, it's like it's the same thing. We all have the free will, but if we work that free will within the blueprint, we get much better results. In other words, if I've got the parts to a guitar, it's better if I try not to make a piano. And that's basically what it is, okay? The personal year kind of gives you the parts to whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing. And you know what? Any year can be good for you, Pink Ribbon Gal. It all depends on working within the vibration that you're in. And I've got 90 seconds to go. So remember, my website is rrrussianriverpsychic.com. You heard the little advertisement for our wonderful little gift shop to help keep us on the air. Keep coming back. And if any of you are on Facebook, I really need to build that darn business page, and it's Russian River Psychic. And there is only one. And that's me. So come. You love them. That's cute. So anyway, that's basically just keep working with your blueprint and make any year work for you. Of course, there are some that are easier to work than others. Let's face it, I work a 3 much better than I work a 7. I'm getting really good at 7, but And I work at 7 better than I work at 4. I've learned the 4, but there are still years that I prefer over others, and more some that I work a little bit better than others. But, okay, what did you figure out, Pink Ribbon Gal, quickly, because I'm going off the air. Oh, wow, that's really interesting. All right, I'm going to have to bid you good night. Please all come back next week. I really enjoy playing with you, and to me, it's work and play. I love what I do, and I love sharing it. And I'm wishing everybody a good night and a good week and a happy spring if it ever comes about in this corner of the world. But those of you that are having real spring, enjoy. Good night.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.